Union Jack or King Charles or whoever it is these days. Now we got the Oklahoma State Cinderella royalty. Let me introduce from Jones, Oklahoma, your Oklahoma State Cinderella top, Liliana Stafford. From Gage, Oklahoma, your Oklahoma State miniature Miss Corey Miller. From Arden, Oklahoma, your Oklahoma State Miss Adeline Dunn. And from Moore, Oklahoma, your state Oklahoma State woman, Vera Reed. All right, give them a nice Chickasaw Creektown Bump Park warm welcome. They're going to bring the Rons back out to the pitcher's mound to help us get this game started. Go ahead, ladies, take it away.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. As today, the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Oklahoma City Dodgers from Bricktown Ballpark in downtown Oklahoma City. Well, the Rainiers have won two of the first three games in this six-game series and looking to secure at least a split of this series with a victory here today. The Red Ears have been playing well of late, 24-19 since the All-Star break, and they've won four of their last six overall. Tacoma enters play with a season-long record of 62 wins and 70 losses. Oklahoma City's in a real pennant race trying to fight off two challengers in the East. They're in first place with a 74-58 record, but their lead over both El Paso and Round Rock is just one game. On the mound for the Red Ears today, left-hander Rowenis Elias. Elias is 1-2 with a 5.51 ERA. He'll be opposed by Michael Grove of Oklahoma City. Grove is 1-3 with a 3.54 ERA. So the righty Grove against the lefty Rowenis Elias. Should be a good one tonight in Bricktown. We invite you to stay tuned all night long. We'll have Tacoma Red Ears baseball coming your way. Up next, we'll review yesterday's game, which was a thriller, but did not go the Red Ears' way in the end. The Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
VECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
The Tacoma right here is taking on the Oklahoma City Dodgers this evening from Chickasaw Bricktown Ballpark. Game four of the six-game series. And the right here will have a night game here tomorrow night at 5:05 Pacific and then a day game at noon on Sunday to wrap up the series. Well, we had a thriller yesterday in game three of this series. The Red Ears were down 4-1 after five innings of play, but they battled back to tie it up. Had a big two-run single by Eric Mejia with two outs in the sixth to make it a one-run game. And then with two outs and no one on in the eighth, Mejia doubled to the opposite field, and he scored on a subsequent base hit by Jonathan Villar that tied the game 4-4. In the ninth, the Red Ears got a one-out double but could not bring that runner in. In the bottom of the ninth inning, Oklahoma City had two hits, but Drew Steckenrider was able to strand runners, and he got a double play in there as well. So we went to extras in the top of the tenth. The Red Ears had the runner at third with nobody out and lined into an unassisted double play at third base. Edwin Rios, not known for his glove, catching the liner from Brian O'Keefe and then beating Celtic back to the bag to double him off. Just a crucial play in the 10th. At the bottom of the 10th, Oklahoma City loaded the bases with two outs, and Nick Ramirez went to a full count on Ryan Noda and issued ball four and walked in the winning run. And Oklahoma City won it 5-4 last night. What does tonight have in store for us? We'll find out. Starting lineups coming up next.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in tonight's ball game. First for the visiting Rainiers, who are 62-70 on the year. The Mariners AAA club is managed by Tim Fedorovich. Leading off is center fielder Forrest Wall, batting second, the shortstop Mason McCoy. Hitting third, Luis Torrens, he catches. In the cleanup spot, Brian O'Keefe is the DH. Hitting fifth, second baseman Jonathan Villar. Marcus Wilson bats sixth in right field. Drew Ellis hitting seventh at third base. Zach Green back in there, hitting eighth at first. And batting ninth, left fielder Derek Hill. Rowenis Elias on the hill. Oklahoma City is 74-58. They'll lead off with Drew Avins in center field. Ryan Nota bats second at first base. Andy Burns hits third in left field. Cleanup man is Edwin Rios at third. Batting fifth, James Outman in right field. Jake Amaya hits sixth. He is at short. Batting seventh, the catcher Tomas Talis. Hitting eighth, Devin Mann at second base. And batting ninth, designated hitter Omar Estevez. On the mound, Michael Grove. Grove's throwing his warm-ups. That's it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the start of today's game right after this.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved. To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, good evening, and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. First pitch of the game is fouled off by Forrest Wall, and we are underway here in Bricktown, the district of Oklahoma City. Wall, left-hand hitter, standing in, batting 248, 678 OPS on the year. Next pitch from Michael Grove is taken up high for a ball. 1-1. Grove has pitched in AA, AAA, and the major leagues this year for the Dodgers. Here's his 1-1 pitch to Forrest Wall, and it is taken for a called strike, and the count goes to 1-2. Grove, second-round pick in 2018 out of the University of West Virginia. Ahead of Forrest Wall, here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way, and it is a swing and a miss, strike three, and there's the first out of the ballgame. So Grove gets a strikeout, and that's how this one begins. Now Mason McCoy will hit for the Rainiers. Another really nice day in Oklahoma City. We've been very fortunate with the weather here during this series. 87 degrees, not a cloud in the sky, not much in the way of humidity. Little breeze blowing in from right center at the moment. Here's the pitch to Mason McCoy, and it is in there for a called strike, 0-1. McCoy hitting 251 with 16 homers, 778 OPS. And he has reached base in his last 15 games with either a hit or a walk. Grove into his motion, the 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a breaking ball, a curve from Michael Grove. That is strike two. 0-2 the count. McCoy calls time and steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Grove has been rolling in recent starts for Oklahoma City. He's into his motion. The 0-2 pitch is a breaking ball just outside. Very close. 1-2. In his last three starts at the AAA level, Grove has pitched 16 innings and allowed just two earned runs. Here's his 1-2 to McCoy. Low and away for a ball. 2-2. He recently had a start for Los Angeles and has made three appearances overall this year in the big leagues. Here's the next pitch, and it's fouled at the plate. He's the guy who gets the call when they need someone to fill in for like one turn in the rotation, long reliever for a doubleheader, that type of thing. Two balls, two strikes. And Groves into his motion of the pitch is fastball called strike three, and 95 on the radar gun. McCoy goes down looking, and Grove has struck out the first two batters here in the top of the first inning. And now Luis Torrens will be the batter. Torrens catching today and hitting in the number three spot. Definitely a different look to the Red Ears lineup today, with Jared Kelnick getting a day off, Kyle Lewis a day off, Eric Mejia a day off, as here's a swing and a foul back by Torrens. Those three guys are usually in the lineup. Owen won the count to Torrens. And now the pitch from Grove is a fastball up high. One ball, one strike. Next pitch. In for a called strike. 1-2 now to Torrens. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Michael Grove strikes out the side. Three up, three down, three whiffs in the top of the first inning. Right ears go down in order. We go to the bottom of the first. It is Tekelba nothing, and Oklahoma City is coming to the plate.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Well, the Red Ears went in order, striking out three times in a row at the top of the first inning. So the team takes the field now, and Roenis Elias is on the mound for Tekelba. And lefty is making his seventh start and 35th appearance of the year for the Red Ears. Elias 1-2 with a 5.51 ERA. added 47 and a third innings. He has struck out 35 and walked 16. So Drew Avens is the leadoff hitter for Oklahoma City, one of four left-handed batters in their starting lineup today. Avens settles into the batter's box where he's hitting 283 with a 382 on base percentage. And the first pitch from Elias is a fastball called a strike. Now Elias is into his motion, and the next pitch is taken outside for a ball. Few more folks in the stands here in Oklahoma City today. Thank goodness the attendance here has been almost shockingly low during the series. So here's a swing and a miss, and that is strike two to Avens. Elias ahead of the count, one ball, two strikes. And the next pitch is up high for a ball, 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Elias into his motion, and the pitch is a called strike three. Got him with a breaking ball on the outside edge, and Avens has struck out looking. One away in the bottom of the first inning, and we've seen four batters in this game, and we have seen four strikeouts. So next up is Ryan Noda, who drew the walk on the full count pitch to force in the winning run with two outs at the bottom of the 10th inning yesterday. Noda hitting 264, 20 homers, 864 OPS, and the first pitch to him misses for a ball. 1-0 the count. Elias now with the next pitch, and it's a foul right off the mask of Torrens behind the plate, and he's going to need a moment to recover from that one. Got him right off the helmet. The umpire giving some extra time here for Torrens to recover from that shot. One ball, one strike. And the pitch is outside in the dirt for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Elias working with Torrens behind the plate. The infield, which is shifted to the right now, features Zach Greene at first base, Jonathan Villar at second, Mason McCoy at short, and Drew Ellis at third. Now the pitch is swung on and hit in the air to shallow center. Back is McCoy, in is Wall. And Wall, the center fielder, gets there and makes the catch. And there is the second out in the bottom of the first inning. So Noda flies out, two away. And Andy Burns will be the batter. In the outfield for the Red Ears, Wall in center, flanked by Derek Hill in left and Marcus Wilson in right. Pitch to Burns, a right-hand hitter, is taken down low for a ball. And the Red Ears shift Burns with three infielders on the left side. Burns is hitting 211 with seven homers, 657 OPS, 32-year-old veteran. Elias with a 1-0, and it is a swing and a miss, and that evens up the count. One ball, one strike. Next pitch from the lefty. Swung on and hit well to left field. Back is Hill. Still going back to the fence. It hits high off the wall. Hill plays it perfectly. Fires into second, and Burns is in there standing up with a double as the throw was offline. So Andy Burns doubles off the very top of the wall in left field. The Red Ears caught a little bit of a break there that didn't get out of here. A line shot. Left field fence 350 feet from home plate, and ball hit near the top of it. So Burns is in scoring position with two outs, and now Edwin Rios is the batter. Left-hand hitter. Rios is shifted with three infielders on the right side. Elias comes set, and here's his pitch. And it is up high for a ball. mentioned that the Rainiers are resting some regulars like Kelnick and Mejia today. So is Oklahoma City. Jason Martin, their MVP candidate, is getting a day off today, as is the highly regarded prospect Michael Bush. Here's a swing and a fly to left field. Hill's lining this one up. He had to drift back a few steps, but he's there, and he makes the catch. And Rios is retired, and that does it for Oklahoma City at the bottom of the first inning. So no runs for the Dodgers on a hit and one left. We go to the second. Tacoma and Oklahoma City are scoreless.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Everyone's getting more with Verizon, the network America relies on.
For real?
Yep, for real. New and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 on us with select trade-in and select 5G unlimited plans. Plus, get $200 when you switch.
Nice.
Everybody's getting more with the network America relies on. Verizon. 5G ultra wideband available in select areas. $999.99 device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. $200 Verizon e-gift card with port in. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions and additional terms apply.
A boot built to feel like weightless comfort. Zero Gravity Boots at Boot Barn. Designed with rodeo athletes in mind, Zero Gravity Boots utilize advanced footwear technology for all-day comfort. Each pair features the lightweight Zero Gravity insole made with a memory foam cushion for comfort, shock absorption for energy return, and airflow with temperature control to keep you cool. A new force of comfort. Cody James Zero Gravity Boots, only at Boot Barn.
No score between Tacoma and Oklahoma City. We go to the second inning of play. Brian O'Keefe will start things off against Michael Grove, who struck out all three batters he faced in the first inning. The right-hander's into his motion, and the pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike. 0-1 the count. Right here's faced Grove briefly on July 14th at Cheney Stadium. Scored two runs against him in 2 1/3 innings that day. Only time they've ever faced him before. Pitches outside to O'Keefe, and the count's even 1-1. Next offering from Grove is swung on and fouled away by O'Keefe. 1-2 the count. Now the 1-2 pitch swung on and popped up foul, and that's out of play. O'Keefe hitting .254 with 13 homers on the year, .786 OPS. He was hitless last night, which ended a six-game hitting streak he had going. 1-2 pitch from Grove. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Breaking ball, and that is four straight strikeouts to start the game for Michael Grove. Maybe Jonathan Villar will be able to put a ball in play. He's up next. Villar headed to the plate. There's the pitch, and it's swung on and hit well to right field. This is deep. Going back is Outman, and it is gone. Jonathan Villar homers to right field, and the Red Bulls take a 1-0 lead in the top of the second inning. Jonathan Villar with his third homer as a Red Bull and second of this series here in Oklahoma City, as he just yanked the first pitch out of here to right field. Sailed over the Red Bulls bullpen and landed on the berm behind the outfield fence and right here at Bricktown Ballpark. So VR gets the Red Bulls on the board. second homer of this series for Tacoma in four games, both hit by VR. Now Marcus Wilson is the batter. And the pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. 422 feet, the estimated distance on that VR homer, which left his bat at 104 miles per hour. Next pitch is foul, tipped at the plate by Wilson. One ball, one strike. Wilson hitting 211, 14 homers, 773 OPS. Now the pitch is low for a ball, 2-1. Next pitch is waved at and missed, and that evens things up. Two balls, two strikes. So Grove, already with four strikeouts into his motion, the 2-2 pitch is outside, ball three. Wilson works a full count like he so often does. Three balls, two strikes. And the payoff is a called strike three on the outside corner. A slider that caught the outside edge of the zone, and Wilson goes down looking. That's five strikeouts for Michael Grove. And now Drew Ellis will hit. Grove came into play today with 61 strikeouts in 56 AAA innings. That's a pretty good strikeout rate, but nothing that would make you think he's just going to strike out everybody. But well, he's gotten five outs, and they're all strikeouts. Here's his pitch to Drew Ellis, and it's outside for a ball. But VR connected on that homer, and the Red Deers have the early 1-0 lead. And the 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss. 1-1 the count to Drew Ellis. Hitting 212 with a 768 OPS. In 95 AAA games this year, split between Reno and Tacoma. He takes outside now. Two balls, one strike. Now Grove into his motion, and the 2-1 pitch is outside for a ball. Three balls, one strike. Now the 3-1. Misses ball four. Ellis draws the walk, so he will head down to first base. Right here's get a man on with two outs for Zach Green. Green back in the lineup today, his first game since August 19th. He's been injured, although he was not placed on the injured list. Right here's never needed the roster spot, so never made that roster move. The pitch is inside for a ball to Green, 1-0. Green, despite missing the last 3 weeks, is still the Red Deers team leader in homers with 17. He's batting 227, 749 OPS. 1-0 the count to Zach Green. And the pitch is a swing and a miss at a breaking ball. Counts even, 1-1. 1-0 Red Deers, top of the second inning. And a toss to first base, and back in safely is Ellis. Now the pitch swung on and fouled back. Still one ball, two strikes. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and it is a called strike three. Green goes down looking, and Grove still has recorded every out via the strikeout. He's got six, but the Red Ears are on the board. One run on one hit, the Jonathan VR homer. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Tecoma 1, Oklahoma City nothing.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
We go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Tacoma 1, Oklahoma City nothing. Rowenis Elias on the mound. James Outman at the plate, first pitch of the inning. Hit in the air to center field, and Forrest Wall is standing out there, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out at the bottom of the second inning. Outman flies out to center field. And now Jake Amaya will be the hitter. Amaya, right-hand batter, hitting 239 with five homers, 690 OPS, AAA rookie this year. And Amaya settles in and swings at the first pitch. It hits a little squibber to third. Drew Ellis picks it up and throws to first base, and that is in time for the out. And Elias has thrown two pitches in the bottom of the second inning. And he has recorded two outs. So now Tomas Talese is the hitter. And Talese, switch hitter, will bat right-handed. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0 the count. Next pitch is over for a strike, 1-1. Now a swing and a foul out of play down the right field line. Next offering. Swung on, little blooper behind short. No one's going to be able to get this one. It falls in for a base hit. And Tomas Talese is on. The veteran catcher has singled into left. So he's on, and now Devin Mann is the batter. Mann, right-hand batter. just his 31st AAA game. He's hitting .228 with a homer, .708 OPS. And the pitch to him is in there for a strike. Next delivery, called a strike. Oh, to the count to man. And Elias with his next delivery. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Down he goes on three pitches. And Elias wraps up the bottom of the second inning. That's his second strikeout. No runs on a hit and one left. We head to the third inning. Raiders are up on the VR homer. It's Tacoma 1, Oklahoma City nothing.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at SoundCU.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Right here's lead 1-0. We head to the third inning of play here at Bricktown Ballpark in Oklahoma City. Fourth game of a 6-game series here. Fourth game of a 12-game road trip. Rainiers are not going to be home again until Tuesday the 20th for the final homestand of the year. Leading things off in the third, Derek Hill. Michael Grove, the right-hand pitcher, fires, and there's a fastball in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Hill batting .194 in 21 games for Tacoma. .689 OPS. 0-1 pitch is lined into left. There's a base hit for Derek Hill, and he's aboard to get things started, and this will give him an opportunity to show his speed game. He's very fast, and so far for the Red Ears, in just the brief time he's been with the club, he's 4-for-4 stealing bases. So Hill is on to get things started in the third inning, and now Forrest Wall will hit. Corner infielders are weary of a bunt, and the pitch to Wall is a swing and a foul out of play on the third base side. So 0-1 the count. Hill with his lead at first being held on by Noda. Now the pitch is outside for a ball to Forrest Wall. 1-1 the count. Now a toss to first. Hill back in with a head first dive. Now the runner goes, pitch is swung out and fouled off, and Hill had a big jump, but he's going to have to go back to first base. Well, one ball, two strikes the count to Forrest Wall. And the pitch is a swing and a bouncer foul on the first base side. This ballpark has been playing like a pitcher's ballpark during this series, just by the fact that the ball is not getting hit out. The two teams have combined for just two homers, and both of them hit by Jonathan Villar. Rainier's pitchers have kept the ball in the park each of the first three games. Now the next pitch is a swing and a miss by Wall, and that is strike three, and there's the first out in the top of the third inning. Grove with his seventh strikeout. All the outs that he has recorded have come via the strikeout. Now here's Mason McCoy. He went down looking earlier. Toss to first base, and back in safely is Hill. Rainiers continue to lead the league in stolen bases, 171 steals this year. Caught 41 times as a team. Hill has kind of a modest lead right now, and then he tries a delayed steal attempt. The pitch is taken, and then they throw down a second. And they should have had him, but man, missed the tag. And Hill is called safe at second base. Delayed steal attempt by Derek Hill. The pitch was taken by McCoy. And then the throw from Talese should have been in time for the out, but man, missed the tag, according to the umpire. And Derek Hill steals second base. So he's in scoring position with his fifth steal as a Rainier. 1-0 the count to Mason McCoy. And now the pitch is down low for a ball to Adele. So two balls, no strikes. And the pitch. Up and in, ball three. Well, the walk would put two on for Torrens, who's on deck. There's only one out in this inning. 3-0 to McCoy in there for a called strike. He was taken all the way right there. 3-1 now. Now here comes the 3-1 pitch. And it swung on and stroked into left center field. That's going to be a base hit and more for McCoy as it's going to shoot through the gap and go all the way to the fence. Scoring is Hill. McCoy's around second. He's on his way to third. He slides in there safely with a triple and an RBI. And the Rainiers lead it 2-0 in the top of the third inning. Mason McCoy with a gapper into left center. His fourth triple of the year. He drives in Hill from second base. And the Rainiers double their lead. And they have a runner at third with just one out, and Torrens coming up, and the Dodgers are forced to bring the infield in. Torrens struck out his first time up, 0-1 today. And Grove with his pitch, and it's a breaking ball outside, ball one. Now here comes the 1-0, and it's over for a strike with a slider. So the Rainiers have made every out via the strikeouts, 7 strikeouts in 2 1/3 innings. But they have 3 hits, and they've all been very sharply hit balls. A homer, a triple to the gap, and Derek Hill's base hit was a liner. Here's a swing and a fly to right field. This will be our first non-strikeout out, but it should bring it around. It's caught by Outman. Here comes McCoy. The throw to the plate, not in time. McCoy scores standing up. It's a sacrifice fly for Luis Torrens, doing the job, driving in the runner from third with less than 2 outs, and the Red Ears lead it 3-0. Torrens has driven in 11 runs in 12 games for Tacoma this year. Now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. There's strike one. So good start for the Red Ears tonight. 3-0 lead here in the third. There's one outside for a ball. In each of the 2 games that the Red Ears have won in this series, they took an early lead and never gave it up. We'll see if that happens again tonight. That'd be something. Here's one up high for a ball to O'Keefe. Two balls and a strike. And the next pitch is a swing and a miss. 2-2 down. Scoreboards have all gone out here in Oklahoma City. And the stadium lights are on, though. Now the 2-2 pitch swung on, grounded to third. That's fielded by Rios, and he straightens up and throws to first in time to get O'Keefe closing out the top of the third. But the Red Ears get 2 runs on 2 hits. Mason McCoy's triple, the big one. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the third. Tacoma 3, Oklahoma City nothing.
Is your business in need of a reliable propane company to keep your forklifts, heaters, or cooking equipment running? Do you run propane fleet vehicles or have a need for a resale dispenser? At AmeriGas, we are the commercial professionals and can create a system and delivery schedule that meets your needs. It keeps your business running smooth and worry-free. Call AmeriGas today and see how we can help your business. Your local propane professional is Ron Patrick, 1-541-450-1533.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Right here's lead Oklahoma City 3-0. We go to the bottom of the third inning here in Oklahoma. And the pitch to Omar Estevez from Rowenas Elias is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Estevez making his first appearance of this series, DHing today, hitting 207 with 2 homers, and he hits a little tapper to short. McCoy fields it and throws him out at first base. Estevez is retired on 2 pitches, and now Drew Avens will be the batter. Avens struck out looking earlier. He's 0-1. Avens, left-hand batter facing the left-hand pitcher, and Elias with the delivery, and it's in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now Elias with the 0-1, and it is down and in for a ball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Next pitch coming. And it's a fastball in there. Called a strike on the outside edge of the zone. Now this pitch misses outside. Two balls, two strikes, the count. And Elias into his motion, and the pitch is outside and low. Fastball missing away. Full count, 3-2. And here comes the payoff from Elias, and it's swung on and fouled off by Avens. Avens sees a lot of pitching. Good leadoff guy. 382 on base percentage. Has 32 stolen bases. In the top 10 in the league in runs scored. Leads the league in triples. He's at 10 triples. 3-2 pitch popped up in the air to shallow center. Coming in on it is Wall. He's there, and Wall makes the catch. Two outs at the bottom of the third. Avens flies to shallow center. And now Ryan Noda will be the batter. Noda flied out to center field his first time up. He's 0-1. Here's the pitch, and it's outside to Noda. Noda second in the league with 75 walks drawn this year, including the walk-off walk in the 10th inning last night. Pitch is in there for a strike. Now the 1-1, outside 2-1. Noda is a AAA rookie this year for Oklahoma City, having a solid season. Now the 2-1, misses ball three. Noda acquired in a trade from Toronto in February, and February of last year, I should say, 21. It's his second year in the Dodgers system. Now the 2-2 is grounded foul first base side, still 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Now a swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Noda, and that wraps up the bottom of the third inning. Third strikeout for Elias, and he retires the side. Got him swinging at a changeup to close out the frame. We head to the fourth. It's Tacoma 3, Oklahoma City nothing.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game. not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Red Ears lead Oklahoma City 3-0. We go to the fourth inning of play. Jonathan Villar, Marcus Wilson, and Drew Ellis to bat here in the fourth against Michael Grove, who has struck out seven, but the Red Ears have scored three runs off him. Here's the pitch to Villar, and it is swung on and lashed foul down the third baseline, and that is strike one. Villar ripped a homer to right field in the second inning for the first run of the game. And he has hit the only two homers of this series for either team. Grove with the 0-1 pitch to Villar. Swung on and lined into left field. There's a base hit. Ranging over to cut it off is Burns, and he does. He'll hold Villar to a single. So Jonathan Villar strokes a single to left field, his second hit of the game. And now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson struck out looking his first time. We'll check out what happened around the league last night. The pennant races. Looks like the East is going to go down to the wire. Reno's cruising along in the West, but Vegas did pick up a game on them yesterday as Wilson pulls one between short and third and into left field. That's a base hit. Villar stops at second. Back-to-back singles to begin the fourth for the Red Ears, and they have two on with no one out for Drew Ellis. So the Red Ears off to a good start here in the fourth. Ellis walked his first time up. Second plate appearance of the game here. So first place Reno lost yesterday in Salt Lake City 8-2 as Michael Stefanik had three hits and scored three runs for Salt Lake. He also drove in two. Here's the pitch to Ellis, and it's ripped down the left field line, but it hooks foul. And that is strike one. Salt Lake had five pitchers combine on a seven-hitter. And the Bees, incredibly, still leading the league in team ERA. One of the high-elevation teams with the best ERA in the league. And they continue to pitch well down the stretch. 0-1 pitch to Ellis is outside for a ball. The Red Ears are tied with Salt Lake in third place, 11 games behind Reno. Vegas picked up a game yesterday by winning at Sacramento 11-5. Cal Stevenson had three hits, a single, a double, a homer, and he drove in five as Ellis fouls off another pitch. And the Lake Taps native Nate Mondu for Vegas was 3-for-3 with two walks, reached base five times, scored four runs yesterday on the road at Sacramento. That's who the Red Ears play next on this road trip, Vegas, starting on Tuesday at Las Vegas Ballpark. Two on, no one out. 1-2 pitch to Ellis, and it is swung on and hit in the air to left center. And both the center fielder and the left fielder are in the area, and it is the center fielder, Avens, who makes the catch, and one man is out at the top of the fourth. So Ellis flies out to center field, and now Zach Green will be the batter. The real race is in the East. The three contenders all won last night. If the Red Ears could have just eked out that game in the 10th inning last night, there would be a three-way tie for first in the East. But no, Oklahoma City ended up winning. Here's a breaking ball to swing and a miss by Green. So OKC is in first. El Paso remains one game back, as does Round Rock. They both won their games last night. 0-1 to Zach Green. And Grove's pitch is a fastball outside. Round Rock shutout, Sugarland 3-0. Zach Kent making his second AAA start of his career for Round Rock. Tossed 6 2/3 shutout innings, struck out 8. Just promoted from AA Corpus Christi in the Rangers system. Here's one outside for a ball to Green. And then El Paso also is one game behind Oklahoma City. They beat Albuquerque yesterday 9-4. Brandon Dixon with a grand slam. Here comes the 2-1 pitch to Green, and it is outside ball 3. El Paso also had a home run last night from the former Rainier from last year, Luis Liberato, his 20th for the Chihuahuas. And then he got called up to the big leagues today by the San Diego Padres, his first ever major league call-up. So congratulations to Luis Liberato, who was a key part of the Rainier's championship squad last year. Both runners go. 3-1 pitch is outside. Ball 4, and that's going to load them up. VR takes third. Wilson second. And Zach Green draws the walk. The bases are loaded with one out for Derek Hill. We're going to get a trip to the mound by the Dodgers pitching coach, Dave Borkowski. And they're buying time for Aaron Oceanbine, who's warming up in the bullpen. So Oklahoma City, 74-58. El Paso and Round Rock, both 73-59. It's going to go right down to the wire. El Paso's the hottest team right now on a 6-game winning streak. All right, conference breaks up. Bases loaded, one out for Derek Hill. And the pitch from Michael Grove is a fastball called a strike, 0-1 the count. Rainiers lead 3-0 and an opportunity to really open it up a bit here in the fourth with the bases juiced and just one out. Now time called. Hill steps out of the batter's box for a moment. Now Hill back in there again. Here's the pitch, and it is outside. One ball, one strike. VR at third, Wilson at second, Green at first. Now the 1-1 pitch, hit in the air to right. Fairly deep, but not near the wall or anything. It's caught by Outman, tagging up at third and scoring is VR, and the Rainiers now lead it 4-0 on a sacrifice fly off the bat of Derek Hill. And Wilson also moved up, tagging from second and taking third. Holding at first was Green. So Hill drives in the run with the sac fly. 4-0 Rainiers, and runners at first and third with two outs for Forrest Wall. Wall's 0-2 today. Now the pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch, down low for a ball, 2-0 to Wall. Good hitter's count for the Rainiers. Center fielder, he's been with the club since day one this year. And the pitch, grounded sharply, foul down the first baseline. They turned on that ball and yanked it down the first baseline on the ground, but it went foul. Runners were off on contact there, so they have to go back to their bases. Wilson at third and Green at first. Here comes the 2-1 pitch, and it's swung on, grounded to the right of second base, and it's going to sneak through into center field, a base hit, and Wilson scores. Green goes all the way to third base. Forrest Wall comes through with a two-out RBI single, and the Red Deers lead it 5-0 here in the fourth inning. And they now have Mason McCoy coming to the plate. But that's going to do it for Michael Grove. The Red Deers really got to him today, despite all those strikeouts he had at the beginning of the game. Tacoma knocks him out in the fourth inning. As Travis Barbary, the manager of the Oklahoma City Dodgers, is out to the mound, and he's going to make the change. So we've got a pitching change with two outs in the fourth. Runners at the corners. Mason McCoy coming up. Looks like Aaron Oceanbine coming in from the bullpen. We'll take a break. It is Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at Exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, the Red Deers lead 5-0, and they have runners at the corners with two outs. Mason McCoy at the plate pitches up high, taking off and stealing second base is Forrest Wall, and that is his 40th steal of the season. He just became the seventh player in Tacoma franchise history to reach 40 stolen bases in a season. Oceanbine on the hill, the new pitcher. And here's his next offering, and it is taken outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Oceanbine's in his 11th appearance since joining Oklahoma City. 1-1 with a 10.80 ERA. He's had control problems since coming up from AA. 2-0 pitch is outside, ball three to McCoy. Grove, the starter, went 3 2/3 innings, allowed 6 hits and 5 runs all earned, and he's responsible for the 2 base runners right now. Grove walked 1, struck out 7. Oceanbine with the 3-0 pitch on its way to McCoy, and that is outside, ball four. A 4-pitch walk loads him up. Luis Torrens will now bat with the bases juiced and 2 outs. So McCoy takes the free base. And now Torrens. Is 0-for-1 with a sac fly and an RBI so far. Right-hand hitting catcher. And the pitch is a swing and a grounder to the right side that's fielded by the second baseman, Mann. And he throws out Torrens at first base. Wrapping up the top of the fourth. Red Deers tack on 2 more runs And they do it with three hits in the inning. There were no errors and three runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing. Rowenis Elias on the mound getting the early run support tonight. And he'll face the 3, 4, and 5 hitters for Oklahoma City this inning. It'll be Andy Burns, Edwin Rios, and James Outman. And the pitch is in there for a strike to Burns, 0-1 the count. Elias has retired 9 of the first 11 batters. And his next pitch is down low for a ball. Next pitch from Elias is swung on and fouled out of play. The count goes to 1-2. No, 1-2. And now this one misses for a ball, 2-2. And here's a swing and a bouncer back to the hill, speared nicely by Elias, and he makes the gentle toss to first for the out. Burns is retired, bouncing back to the pitcher. And now Edwin Rios will be the hitter. Rios flied out to left field earlier. He's 0-1. Elias to the plate. And there's a fastball for a strike, 0-1. Elias with his next pitch, curve outside, flinching at it a little bit was Rios, but he did not go around with a swing. 1-1. Next pitch from the veteran lefty is outside with a fastball. The count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. That evens things up. Another curve there from Elias. Two balls, two strikes is the count. And the pitch is a swing and a foul at the plate. Still 2-2. So two balls, two strikes, and Elias winds and delivers, and there's a check swing. Strike three, he went around. The pitch was in the dirt. Torrens has to throw it down to first base for the putout, and he does. Strikeout number four for Rowenis Elias, who has retired six straight batters. And now, with two down, James Outman will be the hitter. Outman, left-handed hitter. And the pitch is outside for a ball. Next pitch, check swing, foul tip. One and one the count. And Elias with a fastball up high. Well, they're saying that he did not foul tip that second pitch, and it's a 3-0 count to Outman. I thought he had gotten a piece of that. 3-0 pitch, inside, ball four, and Outman has a four-pitch walk with two outs in the fourth inning. That's the first walk issued by Elias this evening. Outman heads down to first base, and now Jake Amaya is the batter. Red Deer's pitching coach, Alon Leishman, has been frustrated recently with a number of walks that his staff is issuing, but you're going to get some in the Oklahoma City series. These guys lead the league in drawing walks. They have a very patient team of hitters. As here's a tapper back to the mound off the bat of Amaya, and Elias fields that and throws him out at first base, and that ends the inning. Amaya retired on one pitch. No runs for Oklahoma City. No hits or errors. One runner left on base. We head to the fifth. It's Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. Little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Ready for an MVP move? Electric vehicle charging at home just got easier and more affordable. Tacoma Power now offers incentives to customers towards the purchase of faster Level 2 charging equipment. Whether you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle or already own one, upgrade now and get up to $600 off. Learn more at mytpu.org.
We move on to the fifth inning. It is Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing. Brian O'Keefe, Jonathan Villar, and Marcus Wilson to bat this inning against the right-hander Aaron Oceanbine, who came in and got the final out in the fourth inning. O'Keefe stands in, and Oceanbine's pitch is swung out and fouled back to the netting behind home plate. That is strike one. Well, we talked a bit about it last night. So now the pitch is in there for a strike going two. But today it became official. Major League Baseball is bringing in some of the pace of play changes that we have seen all year in the Pacific Coast League, or almost all year. They started them at the beginning of May. But they have deemed the pace of play rules a success, and they're bringing them to the big leagues next year. So the count's now 1-2 to O'Keefe. And here's one outside, 2-2. They're going to have the pitch clock. They call it the pitch timer in their official press release. The pitch timer will be in the big leagues next year. Now the 2-2 pitch is fouled back. They're going to give him an extra second for if I read it correctly, they're going to give him an extra second longer compared to the AAA games. I don't really see how that matters, but they're going to do that. So now the 2-2 pitch is lined down the left field line, and that's a base hit for O'Keefe, possibly more. Over to get it is Burns. O'Keefe is just going to trot into second base with a leadoff double here in the fifth inning, the third consecutive inning in which the Rainiers leadoff batter in the inning has gotten a hit. So O'Keefe doubles down the line. And now Jonathan Villar will bat. He's already 2-for-2 today with a homer. In AAA, this year in the Pacific Coast League, since early May, the pitch clock is set at 14 seconds between pitches when there's no one on base, 19 seconds when there is at least one base runner, such as right now. And looks like MLB is going to do 15 seconds and 20 seconds. And they're going to require the batter to be set. As here's a roller to first, fielded by Noda and taken to the bag for the out. And O'Keefe moves up to third. But there is one away as VR is retired on the bouncer, and now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Batter has to be ready in the batter's box in our games with 9 seconds showing on the clock. And I think it said 8 seconds for the big leagues. And they're going to use the disengagement rule, or also the pickoff rule that we've been using this year. So now the pitch is a swing and a miss with the infield in, strike one to Wilson, meaning that the pitcher can only disengage from the rubber to make a pickoff throw twice in an at bat without penalty. So that'll increase stolen bases in the majors like it has here. As here's one up high for a ball, and that's good. Stolen bases are fun. And the major leagues have certainly gotten away from the speed game in recent years. One ball, one strike to Wilson. Down the line from third is O'Keefe, and the pitch is swung on and popped up on the infield, and Wilson is going to be out here as the ball is caught by Mann for the second out of the inning. And Wilson popped up, but he threw his bat down in disgust with himself, upset, and it took a funny bounce and went out near the pitcher. Didn't hit him or anything, but went near the pitcher. And Wilson, while he was running out the pop fly, was looking at the pitcher saying, "Sorry, sorry, my bad." He didn't mean to have his bat go out near the pitcher, but it did. Two outs, runner at third, and now Drew Ellis is the batter. And he takes a fastball for a strike, going one the count. The pitch clock and disengagement rule has shaved 21 minutes off the average time of a AAA game this year. So here's one outside for a ball. There was a story today on Baseball America that had all the stats because they've been tracking it this year. And last year, AAA games averaged 3 hours and 4 minutes. This year, so far, they have averaged 2 hours and 43 minutes. That's 9-inning games only. There's a swing and a miss. 1-2 the count. So, yeah, we're averaging 243 this season. And you know what? That is a perfectly reasonable amount of time for a baseball game, don't you think? And, yeah, sometimes they're longer. Sometimes they're shorter. Sometimes the pitchers are dealing, and they're quite a bit shorter. Here's a pitch outside for a ball. But where we've really noticed it is when we get the high-scoring games, the 8-7, the 13-9, the Albuquerque specials, and those end up only taking right around 3 hours, as here's one outside for a ball. And before the rule changes this year, last year, those games were taken in the 3:45 to 4-hour range, because they would really slow down with all that action, you know, all those batted balls. So now the 3-2 is bounced foul. Some pitcher would have given up a couple of bombs in Albuquerque, and then he starts to pitch around guys, and he's, you know, losing confidence and taking an eternity between each pitch. That's over. He's got to just throw. And it makes the game much more fun to watch. 3-2 pitch is outside, ball four. Inning continues. Drew Ellis draws his second walk of the night. Runners at the corners, two down, and now Zach Green is the hitter. Green has struck out and walked so far. Green returning to the lineup today. Takes a breaking ball inside. His first game since August 19th. Been out with an injury. Here's the 1-0. And this is low and outside for a ball. 2-0. Pitch to Green. In there for a strike, 2-1. Two-one pitch is low, ball three. Green well out ahead of the count. Oceanbine having a little trouble getting the last out. He walked Ellis, and now 3-1 to Green. Rainiers lead 5-0 and an opportunity to get more. 3-1 pitch is a swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. That strike two. So a full count now to Zach Green, and the runner at first base, Ellis, will be off with the pitch now. And the payoff pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a fastball. Green strikes out, and the inning is over. Red Ears do not score in the top of the fifth. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on. We're halfway through it, middle of the fifth inning. Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing. And Rowenis Elias has allowed just two hits through four innings. Here in the fifth, they'll face Tomas Talis, Devin Mann, and Omar Estevez. Talis has one of the two hits. He singled over shortstop his first time up. Switch hitting catcher. One for one today. Veteran Talis from Venezuela. Same country that the Red Ears catcher Luis Torrens is from. And they're in a little conversation at the plate prior to the start of the inning. And now here we go. Elias with the pitch up high for a ball. 1-0. So 1-0 the count to Talis. And Elias with a 1-0, and there's a slow curve outside. Two balls, no strikes. Rowenis Elias in a return from Tommy John surgery on his left elbow this year. He was out all of last season. Next pitch is a strike. And the count's 2-1. Now the next pitch from the lefty is grounded off of Elias. It bounces to the third base side. He picks it up and still has time to throw to first for the out. Nice play. Staying with it by Rowenis Elias. Never gave up on the ball. And he makes the play here, and one man is out at the bottom of the fifth. The ball was hit right back to him kind of sharply. He had to react, and he didn't glove it cleanly. It hit his glove and bounced off onto the third base side of the mound. He had to go down the slope and go pick it up, and he knew Talis isn't a fast runner, so he went over and picked that up and still was able to throw him out by a step at first base. One out, and now Devin Mann is the batter, and this is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now Elias with the next pitch, and it's a swing and a bouncer foul, third base side. But Elias, coming back from Tommy John this year, was in the bullpen primarily for the first 4 months of the season, moved into the rotation in mid-August. And it's a good sign for his health moving forward that he's able to start here down the stretch. So he throws one in for a strike to Mann. Been building up his pitch count. It's now a swing and a grounder foul into the dugout on the third base side. That's the Dodgers dugout. 1-2 to Mann. Last time out, Elias had his longest outing, 5 innings, which he gave up just 2 runs and 3 hits to Sacramento. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Mann down in the dirt for a ball, 2-2. Elias threw 84 pitches in that game as the next pitch is a called strike three. Throws him with a curveball, and down goes Mann, and Elias has his 5th strikeout of the game. He is rolling tonight. Up next, Omar Estevez. Elias' pitch count now is at 64. Or thereabouts. As the pitch to Estevez is in there for a called strike, 0-1. Next pitch, swung on, bounced towards third, and unable to get it is Ellis. It trickles down the line. Estevez is digging for second, and he is in there with a stand-up double. first hit for Oklahoma City since the second inning. Estevez hits a ground ball that finds the chalk line down the third baseline. Eluded Drew Ellis at third. So now Drew Avens bats with a runner in scoring position. They had two away in the fifth inning. Now the Red Ears catcher, Torrens, goes out to talk to Elias. And VR came in from second base as well to participate in the conversation. Avens stands in. Here we go. Two outs and a runner at second. And the pitch from Elias is swung on and lined into right. That's a base hit. Wilson fields it on a hop. Coming to third is Estevez. He's headed home. The throw to the plate. The tag. Torrens got him at the plate with a tag right on the foot. Beautiful tag by Torrens. Great throw from Marcus Wilson. A one-hopper in there to the catcher, who made the tag on Estevez and wraps up the inning. It's a single for Drew Avens, but Omar Estevez thrown out at home by Marcus Wilson, wrapping up the bottom of the fifth inning. No runs on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Everyone's getting more with Verizon, the network America relies on.
For real?
Yep, for real. New and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 on us with select trade-in and select 5G unlimited plans. Plus, get $200 when you switch.
Nice.
Everybody's getting more with the network America relies on. Verizon. 5G ultra-wideband available in select areas. $999.99 device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. $200 Verizon e-gift card with port in. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions and additional terms apply.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
We go to the sixth inning here in Oklahoma City. It is Tacoma 5, Dodgers nothing, and great defensive play to wrap up the bottom of the fifth. Marcus Wilson in right field fielding a one-hop single off the bat of Drew Avens and firing home to throw out Omar Estevez trying to score. Nice tag, too, by Luis Torrens. So here's Derek Hill leading off the sixth for Tacoma. New pitcher, Danny Duffy, the former Royal, and he's on rehab. And the pitch is grounded sharply to the first baseman, Nota, who takes it to the bag for the out. One pitch, one out in the sixth. Duffy on in relief of Aaron Oceanbine, who went 1 1/3 scoreless, allowed one hit and two walks, struck out one. Duffy coming back from the flexor tendon surgery, same surgery that Matthew Boyd had for the Mariners, who was rehabbing with the Red Ears for a while. Here's a pitch up and away to Forrest Wall. There's ball one. Duffy, normally a starting pitcher in the majors, but since he's just getting healthy so late in the year, the Dodgers are looking at him as a reliever. As here's a swing and a foul tip by Wall. And he's behind in the count 0-2. Next pitch. Outside for a ball. Forrest Wall had an RBI single in the fourth. Now this pitch is in for a strike. Counts even. Two balls, two strikes, the count to Forrest Wall. Now the next pitch is swung on and fouled away. Still 2-2 to Forrest Wall. Next pitch, pulled down the right field line. That's a fair ball, and it's going to go into the corner, being chased by Outman. Wall is at second and will stop there as Outman did a good job getting it back in a hurry. Forrest Wall with his second hit of the game, a double to right field. And that's his 14th two-base hit of the season. And he's in scoring position for Mason McCoy. McCoy's 1-for-2 with a triple, an RBI. He scored a run. He also drew a walk. And the pitch from Duffy is a breaking ball down low. Now the 1-0 is a swing and a miss. 1-1 the count to McCoy. Looks like Elias might be done after the five scoreless today, just because the Red Ears do have the bullpen going now. Brennan Bernardino is warming up. Next pitch is over for a called strike to McCoy, and the count goes to 1-2. So the 1-2 pitch coming to McCoy from Duffy, and that is low and outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now here comes the 2-2 pitch. Time called, though, right beforehand, called by McCoy. Steps out of the batter's box. Now the pitch is fouled back to the screen. Still two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 swung on and bounced back to the mound, fielded by Duffy. He throws to third, and they put a tag on Wall and get him for the second out of the inning. Wall broke to third base when he didn't have to on that bouncer back to the mound, and Duffy, the veteran, just calmly threw him out at third with Edwin Rios supplying the tag. So now McCoy is at first with two outs for Luis Torrens. Torrens looks out towards the lefty, and the pitch is down in the dirt for a ball. Rainier's got one run in the second when VR homered. Two runs in the third with the McCoy triple, the pivotal hit. And then two runs in the fourth. So now the next pitch is over for a strike to Torrens. Runner at first, two outs in the sixth, one ball, one strike. And the pitch is bounced up the middle, and it's short. It's juggled, but then controlled by Amaya, and he throws out Torrens at first base. And that wraps up the top of the sixth inning. Right here's do not score. They had a hit. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing. And the Rainiers go to the bullpen for the first time today. They bring in left-hander Brennan Bernardino. And he will face Ryan Noda, Andy Burns, and Edwin Rios in the sixth. Outstanding start for Roenis Elias today. Five scoreless innings, allowed four hits and one walk, struck out five. Elias with his best start since moving into the right ear's rotation in mid-August. So Bernardino ready to face Noda. And the first pitch from the lefty is taken for a strike, 0-1. Brennan Bernardino, 2-0 with a 1.93 ERA in 17 appearances for Tacoma. 27 strikeouts, 8 walks in 23 and a third innings. Now a swing and a high fly to right field. Marcus Wilson is lining it up, and he makes the catch. And one man is out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Noda flies out to right. And now Andy Burns will be the batter. Burns 1-for-2 with a double in this one. right-hand batter. Bernardino's pitch is a fastball poured in there for a strike. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-2 the count. Next pitch is fouled off. Bernardino remains ahead of the count. 1-2. Now here's one that time. No, that did count. All right, I thought time had been called, but no, a pitch missing for ball one down low. So 1-2 the count to Burns. And the next pitch from Bernardino is fouled off on the first base side. Mariners are back in action tonight, hosting Atlanta, already down 2-0 on a Dansby Swanson two-run homer in the first inning. It's going to be a tough weekend for the Mariners. The Braves are red hot and have won 7 in a row coming into play. Here's one inside for a ball. The defending World Series champions entered play today a half game behind the Mets in the NL East, so they're trying to pass the Mets and win the division. Here's one down low for a ball. Full count now to Burns. Now Bernardino's ready. Here comes his 3-2 pitch, and it is swung on and bounced to short. McCoy scoops it up, and he throws to first for the out, and two men are gone in the bottom of the sixth inning. Burns grounds out to Mason McCoy at shortstop, and now Edwin Rios is the batter. Rios is 0-2 with a flyout and a strikeout. Mariners entered play today with the second wild card spot, although the three teams are all bunched together. Here's one in for a strike to Rios. Tampa Bay has the number one spot. The Mariners are one game behind them, and then Toronto is a half game behind the Mariners. Everybody back in action today to start the weekend. So the 0-1 is inside for a ball, 1-1. Tampa Bay is playing the Yankees. They lead 4-0 in the sixth inning. And where are the Jays? The Jays lead the Rangers 3-2 in the seventh. One ball, one strike to Edwin Rios, and there's a breaking ball in for a strike, a slider from Bernardino. Really an effective pitch for him against the lefties. Next pitch coming, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards left center, fairly deep, but playable for Forrest Wall, who makes the catch, and there's the final out at the bottom of the sixth inning. Brandon Bernardino sets him down in order. Three up, three down. We head to the seventh. It's Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City 0.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
On we go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 5, Oklahoma City nothing. New pitcher in for Oklahoma City. And it's a Seattle native. Right-hander Keone Kella. Making his first appearance of the series. 29-year-old. Went to Chief South High School. And here's his first pitch to O'Keefe, and it is taken down low for a ball. And Kella also attended Everett Community College before embarking on his professional career in 2012 when the Rangers drafted him. So now the 1-0 is looped out into right center. There's a base hit for O'Keefe, his second hit of the game. And O'Keefe is 2-for-4 now. Another leadoff hit for the Red Ears. Fourth time in this game they've had a leadoff hit in the inning. Kella was actually drafted by the Mariners out of Chief South High School, 29th round pick in 2011. He elected to not sign and go to community college, and he did improve his draft standing substantially. He was drafted in the 12th round by Texas out of there. And he's had a successful major league career. Kella's pitch to VR is taken up and away for a ball. He reached the majors with the Rangers in 2015, became their closer in 2018, had 24 saves that year. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. This year, Kella has pitched briefly for two different PCL teams, Reno, and this is his second game with Oklahoma City. They just picked him up. He has not been in the majors this year. Here's one down low for a ball. 2-1 the count. Now the 2-1 pitch is down low for a ball. Kella had Tommy John surgery in 2021 and got a late start to this season because of the rehab process coming back from that. Now the 3-1 pitch misses, ball four. VR draws a walk and O'Keefe takes second, and the Red Ears have two on with no one out in the top of the seventh inning. And Marcus Wilson coming to the plate. Wilson's 1-for-3 with a single today. Kella with a pitch, and it's a breaking ball that misses outside. Ball one. Now the 1-0 inside and nearly hit Wilson. Now two balls, no strikes. Now here comes the next pitch, and it is up high, ball three. Kella's had two very close pitches in this at bat. Just missed the zone, according to the automated ball strike system. 3-0 pitch. Low ball four, another one barely missing. The bases are loaded with nobody out. O'Keefe takes third, VR down to second, and Marcus Wilson draws the walk. That's his 50th walk of the year right there. And they're loaded up for Drew Ellis. Ellis has walked twice in this game, and he has flied out once too, 0 for 1 in the box score. And the pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 coming, and it's a breaking ball that misses. One ball, one strike. Next pitch, check swing. Did he go? No, says the first base umpire. Two balls, one strike to Ellis. Wow, Mike Trout has hit another homer for the Angels. He has homered in five straight games. On a tear. Yeah, the 2-1 pitch is high ball three. Angels lead the Astros 2-1 in the sixth on that Trout homer. 3-1 pitch to Ellis is swung on, grounded to short, might be two. Amaya to Mann, that's one. And then Mann double clutches, and his throw to first is not in time. Scoring from third base is O'Keefe. VR is safe at third. Ellis reaches on a fielder's choice. Wilson got forced out at second base. Ellis will get an RBI, and it is 6-0 Rainiers. And runners are at the quarters with one out for Zach Green. Green 0 for 2 with a walk today, and he watches a curve outside, ball one. Already action in the Oklahoma City bullpen. They have a left-hander warming up now. Keller with the 1-0, and it is inside and high. Two balls, no strikes to Green. Two and oh. And the pitch is swung on. Hard grounder to third. Rios has it. Goes to Mann for one. Relay to first. In time for two. This time they turn the double play around the horn. Third to second to first. So just like that, the inning is over. Right here's get one run at the top of the seventh on one hit. There were no errors. And one runner left on base. It's the seventh inning stretch here in Oklahoma City. Tacoma 6, Oklahoma City nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It's Tacoma at 6, Oklahoma City nothing. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Phillips Valdez, comes in to face Outman, Amaya, and Taliz. Brennan Bernardino worked a 3-up, 3-down sixth inning. No strikeouts. So Outman stands in, and Valdez, the right-hander, ready to go to work. And here's his first pitch, and it is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Valdez is appearing in his 13th game since joining the Red Ears, 0-1 with a 5.11 ERA. And the next pitch is inside for a ball. Two balls to Outman, two balls, no strikes. Next pitch coming, and this one is outside, ball three. Valdez having a little trouble finding the zone here right away. So 3-0 the count. Mariners claimed Valdez off waivers from Boston. He's still on the Mariners 40-man roster. Now the 3-0 is a called strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss, and the count is full, 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. And the pitch, outside, ball four, he lost him. So a leadoff walk for James Outman, second time he has walked tonight. And that's the second walk issued by Tacoma pitchers this evening. Now Jake Amaya is the batter. He is grounded out of the infield twice. And the pitch misses high for a ball, 1-0. There's a slider outside, two balls, no strikes, and Valdez has fallen behind again. Two-oh pitch, outside, ball three, and Torrens is going to go to the mound and talk to Valdez for a moment, try to get him squared away. Thank you. quick conversation there. Three balls, no strikes to Amaya. And the pitch is up and in into the backstop, and that is ball four. Outman takes second, and Amaya draws the walk. He is at first, and there are two on with nobody out. And now Tomas Talis will be the hitter. Talis is one for two today with a single and a ground out. Valdez with the pitch to Talese, and there's a strike, and he needed that. A first pitch strike to Talese. Next pitch. Called a strike with the fastball, and the count's 0-2. O-2 pitch is hit in the air towards left center. That's going to drop for a hit. Fielding it on a hop is Hill, and he fires it back in. Everyone moves up just one base. Outman takes third. Amaya is at second. Talese with a two-strike single to left. And they've got the bases loaded with nobody out for Devin Mann. Right here's lead, 6-0, but Oklahoma City putting together a serious threat for the first time tonight. Devin Mann, 0-2 tonight with two strikeouts. Rainier's played double play depth in the infield. The pitch to Mann is in there for a called strike. 96 mile per hour heater from Valdez. 0-1 the count. Next pitch, swung on, grounded towards short. McCoy feeds the second baseman for one. VR on to first. There's two. The Red Ears turn the double play. The run scores, but Tacoba will happily trade that for the two outs. So it is now 6-1. But there are two outs and a runner at third base. And Omar Estevez is the batter. And the pitch misses for a ball. Next delivery is a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike to Estevez. And the next pitch is outside for a ball. 2-1. Two-one delivery. Grounded towards third, and Ellis spears it nicely. Off balance throw to first in time for the out. Nice play by Drew Ellis at third base for the final out of the inning. One run scores for Oklahoma City in the seventh. They had a hit, and there was one runner left on. We go to the eighth. It is Tacoba 6, Oklahoma City 1.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
On we go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Oklahoma City 1. And the Dodgers bring in Daniel Zamora, a former Rainier, from the bullpen. And the lefty will face Derek Hill to lead off the eighth. First pitch, swing and a miss. There's strike one. Daniel Zamora was with the Rainiers all last year, or most of the year, actually. Was claimed off waivers fairly early in the season last year. Now his pitch is in there for a strike to Hill. He's been with Oklahoma City all of this year. This is his 45th appearance out of their bullpen. Zamora's 3-2 with a 4.00 ERA. 65 strikeouts in 54 innings. And he has walked 23. Next pitch is low for a ball. One and two to Derek Hill, who is one for two tonight with a single and a sac fly, and he's driven in a run now. He hits a grounder to third, gloved by Rios, and he throws out Hill at first base. One out at the top of the eighth inning. And now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall. 2-for-4 with a single and a double, drove in a run in the fourth. Stole his 40th base of the season. Pitch from Zamora is taken for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0. Outside for a ball, 2-0. Rainiers have Fernando Abad warming up in the pen. Now a swing and a miss by Wall, and the count goes to 2-1. Game five of this series is tomorrow night. So now the pitch to Wall is outside for a ball, 3-1. Another 5:05 Pacific start tomorrow. Austin Warner will be on the mound for the Rainiers, and we're going to see the Dodgers' top starter tomorrow, Ryan Pepio. Next pitch is over for a strike to Wall. Count goes full, 3-2. Pepio's 8-0 with a 2.58 ERA. Can't go the whole season without losing a game, can he? Next pitch to Wall is fouled off on the third base side. Still 3-2. So three balls, two strikes to Forrest Wall. Now the payoff, fouled back, still 3-2. And the payoff once again is swung on, hit in the air toward shallow left center. Coming in, the left fielder, Andy Burns. He calls off the shortstop and makes the catch, and that's out number two in the top of the eighth inning. Wall flies out to the left fielder, and now the hitter will be Mason McCoy. McCoy's 1-for-3 with a triple, a walk, an RBI, and a run scored. McCoy looks out towards the bat, and the pitch is low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch misses for a ball. Now a swing and a liner into left field. There's a base hit for Mason McCoy. A two-out single to left. So he's aboard, and the Red Ears have their 10th hit of the night. Mason McCoy pulling a single to left field. Torrens 0-for-3 with a sac fly and an RBI today, and he takes strike one. Now a swing and a miss. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it is fouled off. Zamora stays ahead of Torrens. No balls, two strikes. Swing and a foul tip held onto by the catcher. That is strike three. Torrens strikes out for the final out in the top of the eighth inning. Red Ears do not score. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 6, Oklahoma City 1.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Hey, Rainiers fans. What are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here in Oklahoma City. The Tacoma Rainiers lead the ball game 6-1 over the Oklahoma City Dodgers. New pitcher for the Rainiers, Fernando Abad, in from the bullpen. And he will face to the top of the order, Drew Avens, Ryan Noda, and Andy Burns. So Avens getting ready to bat. And Abad is appearing in his 36th game for the Red Ears this year, 0-1 with a 3.41 ERA. And the pitch is taken inside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 pitch is over for a strike. Mariners just tied up the Braves in the second inning on a two-run homer by Carlos Santana. So that game's 2-2 after two. The Braves will move into first place in the NL East if they win tonight, because the Mets lost their game at Miami 6-3. One-two pitch on its way to Avens. And it is a little bit outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now this one is outside for a ball. Now time called by the batter. It's a full count here. Three balls, two strikes. And the payoff is fouled off on the third base side. Still three balls, two strikes. Fernando Abad into his motion. The veteran lefty throws, and it is inside, and it hit Drew Avens. He's hit by the pitch, and he'll head down to first base, so the leadoff man reaches in the eighth. And now Noda will be the batter. We'll take a look at our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Double-A Arkansas team has been scoring a lot recently, and they hammered Amarillo last night 13-4. Cade Marlowe, an outfielder, was 3-for-5 with two homers and five runs batted in. And he's hitting .287 on the year with a .377 OBP, slugging over .450. Here's one in for a strike to Noda. Marlowe with 17 homers, 81 runs batted in. He's a likely Rainier for next season. Abad's 0-1 pitch is down in the dirt for a ball. Joe Rizzo had three hits and drove in two runs for Arkansas. And infielder Kaden Polkovich hit his 20th double and his 10th homer yesterday. Arkansas club is five games over 500 on the year as there's a bouncer foul by Noda. 1-2 the count. They're 67-62. They have another 10 games. Actually, I think they have nine games left. So ball and two strikes to Noda. And Abad is ready. And the pitch is swung on and lined over the leaping McCoy and into right center, a base hit. And moving up to second and stopping there is Avens. Noda lined it over the right ear, shifted infield defense. And Oklahoma City has two on with nobody out for Andy Burns. Burns is 1-for-3 with a double so far tonight. The Mariners High A affiliate, the Everett Aqua Sox, lost to Hillsborough 8-7 yesterday. Although they got a good start, Jimmy Joyce allowed one run in six innings, but then their bullpen blew it up. They did get a three-run homer from Trent Tingelstad, who spent time with the Red Ears early in the season this year. Everett's going into their final weekend. Their season ends on Sunday, and they are 56-70. Pitch is swung out and fouled back by Burns. There's strike one. And Loe Modesto is also finishing their season on Sunday. And they're going out in style. They've been scoring a ton of runs recently, and that continued last night. They beat Stockton 17-11. They had 16 hits in the game. Abad with the 0-1 pitch to Burns, and it's inside for a ball. Harry Ford, last year's first-round pick, he was 4-for-5 for Modesto yesterday. Three singles and a double. He also drew a walk. He scored two runs. One-one pitch, fouled away, 1-2. There are World Baseball Classic qualifying rounds starting very soon in Europe. The Red Ears hitting coach, Brad Marcelino, is going to leave the Red Ears for a week to go be the hitting coach for the British national team, who he's been affiliated with for the last 15 to 20 years. Now the 1-2 pitch is bounced through the vacant right side of the infield. That's a base hit. Coming around third is Avens. He scores. Taking third is Noda. It's an RBI single for Burns. And it is a 6-2 ball game, and there's no one out here in the eighth. And Edwin Rios coming to the plate. Rios is 0-for-3 in this game. So I was talking to Marcelino about his upcoming trip to, he's actually going to Germany. That's where the tournament is, the World Baseball Classic qualifier that the British national team's going to be in. He said he thinks Harry Ford's going to be on the club because Harry Ford has is of British descent through his parents, and they think they're getting him qualified to participate. Well, here's one down and in for a ball to Rios, ball one from Abad. So we'll keep you posted if that comes to fruition. Right here, shift. Rios, three infielders on the right side. Abad's 1-0 pitch, swung on, hit in the air to left. And going back on the ball is Hill at the track. He makes the catch. Tagging at third base is Noda. He scores as Hill fires into second. Burns remains at first base. It's a sacrifice fly off the bat of Edwin Rios. It's now 6-3. This game is not over yet. All right, here's where once ahead 6-0, but Oklahoma City has started to come to life here these last two innings. One out of the eighth, runner at first for James Outman. And Abad with the pitch, and it is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Abad does not have his good control today. And you can see him battling it. Here's the 1-0 on its way, and it is over for a called strike with a changeup, and that evens up the count, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss, strike two, threw a fastball past him at 94 on the gun. So Abad ahead of the count, a ball and two strikes. Leading from first is Burns, and the 1-2 pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three, and down goes Outman for the second out of the inning. So Abad with his first strikeout there. Two down in the bottom of the eighth, and now Jake Amaya is the hitter. Amaya is 0 for 2 and has been hit by a pitch. And the pitch to him is down low for a ball. Scored a bunch of runs early. One in the second, two in the third, two in the fourth. And they were ahead 5-0 throughout those middle innings. Now the pitch is down and into Amaya 2-0. And then Tacoma tacked on another run in the top of the seventh. It was 6-0 at the stretch, but Oklahoma City has scored three unanswered now. And 6-3 here in the bottom of the eighth. Abad's 2-0 pitch is pulled to third, past Ellis, and into left field. And Burns stops at second base. Amaya is on at first. And with that, Oklahoma City has the tying run at the plate. In the form of Tomas Talese. Luis Torrens goes to the mound to talk to Abad. Talese is 2 for 3 in this game, a pair of singles. He's only hit one home run all year. Settles into the batter's box. Rainiers have started bullpen activity. And they have a right-hander warming up. Abad comes set on the hill as he looks in. The runner at second is Burns. The runner at first is Amaya. Abad with the pitch. And it is swung out and fouled away. There's strike one. And the ninth, the Red Deer scheduled hitters are O'Keefe, VR, and Wilson. Oh, one pitch. Fastball outside, pickoff play to second, and getting back in safely is Burns, just ahead of the tag from Jonathan Villar. Set play there from the Rainiers that they put together to try to steal an out. One ball, one strike, the count to Talese. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the air towards right center, over his wall on the run, sliding. He makes the catch for the final out of the inning. Nice play in right center field by Forrest Wall to wrap up the eighth inning. Oklahoma City gets two runs on three hits. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Oklahoma City 3.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home's safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Oklahoma City 3. Dodgers bring in a new pitcher, and it's right-hander Bo Burrows, who was their starting pitcher in the opening game of this series on Tuesday, which was a bullpen game for the Dodgers. And Rainier scored 4 runs off Burrows in that game. He's in relief of Daniel Zamora, who worked a scoreless inning, allowing 1 hit with 1 strikeout. Pitch to Brian O'Keefe is taken up and in for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch is swung on, grounded between short and third, and threw into left field. A base hit for O'Keefe, his 3rd hit of the game. Ground ball single through the left side. And the right ears get the leadoff man on with a hit for the 5th time in this game. 5 of the 9 innings, the leadoff man has had a hit for the right ears. And that's 11 hits in this game for Tacoma. Here's the pitch to Jonathan Villar, and it is inside for a ball. Villar's 2-for-3 with a single, a homer, a walk, 2 runs scored. Switch hitter bats left-handed. Wild card update, Orioles beat the Red Sox 3-2, so the O's keep up the pressure. So there's a pitch hit for a strike to Villar. They are the first team out in the American League wild card chase. They are 4.5 games behind Toronto, who is in a tie game with the Rangers, 3-3 in the ninth right now. Mariners still tied 2-2 with Atlanta. Here's one in for a strike to VR. M's game now in the bottom of the 3rd inning. Now this one is swung out and fouled out of play. So 1 ball, 2 strikes. And the pitch is ball 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now the 2-2 pitch, swing and a bouncer foul. Still 2 balls, 2 strikes. Now a swing, hot grounder to short, knocked down by Amaya. He picks it up, throws to first in time for the out. O'Keefe ends up at second base. VR thrown out at first. One away at the top of the ninth inning, and now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson's 1-for-3 with a single, a walk, and a run scored today. Rainiers have a chance for an insurance run with a base hit. Man in scoring position. The pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the 0-1 outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Burrows glances at the runner. Then his pitch is a check swing. Did Wilson go? No, says the base umpire, who is stationed out behind the mound right now instead of at first base because there's a runner at second only. And he didn't have a good look at that check swing. I think if he had been down the first base line, he would have called that a strike. So a little break for the Red Ears there. 2-1 the count. And the next pitch is outside, ball three. Three and one now. Now Wilson steps out of the batter's box for a moment. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. And that's a full count now on Marcus Wilson. So three balls, two strikes. Here comes the payoff, and it is a swing and a foul back. Still 3-2. Wilson resets in the batter's box. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. So that's the second out of the inning. Wilson goes down swinging, two away. And now Drew Ellis will be the batter. Ellis is 0-for-2 with two walks and an RBI. And the pitch is over for a called strike. Now this one is outside for a ball. Now the 1-1 coming. And it's a swing and a miss, strike two. In the bottom of the ninth, it's the numbers 8, 9, and 1 spots in the order for Oklahoma City. 1-2 pitch coming, and it is popped up on the infield. And it is the first baseman, Noda, who is going to make the catch on the infield grass. Ellis is retired. Red Ears do not get any insurance runs at the top of the ninth. No runs on a hit and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning at Oklahoma City. It's Tacoma 6, Oklahoma City 3.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Oklahoma City 3. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Taylor Williams, comes in for the save opportunity. And the Dodgers are going to send up a pinch hitter. Michael Bush will pinch hit for Devin Mann. Bush, normally a starter, had the day off today until now. So Bush to bat, and they've moved Jason Martin into the on-deck circle. Looks like he's going to pinch hit this inning as well. Taylor Williams in his 17th appearance for the Red Ears, 1-0 with a 1.04 ERA. Here's his pitch to Bush, and it is inside for a ball. Bush hitting .265 with 17 homers, .337 on-base percentage. Williams in relief of Fernando Abad, who went one inning, allowed three hits, two runs both earned, no walks, one hit batter, one strikeout. Next pitch, swing and a miss. 1-1 the count to Bush. Taylor Williams, a righty from Vancouver, Washington, with a 1-1 pitch, and it's fouled away on the third base side. Count goes to 1-2. Braves have taken a 3-2 lead over the Mariners in the fourth. Williams now getting the signs from Torrens. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way to Bush, and it is swung on, grounded to first. That's gobbled up there by Zach Green, and he takes it himself to the bag for the out, and one man is gone in the bottom of the ninth inning. Williams gets that leadoff hitter out. And now here comes Jason Martin to pinch hit for Omar Estevez. Martin is the league's leading home run hitter. And he leads the league in runs batted in, hitting .283 with 30 homers and 102 runs batted in. And he was getting a day off today until now. Williams with the pitch, and it is taken for a called strike, 0-1. And they use Martin as a pinch hitter here when he can't tie the game or give them the lead with a homer. They're, all they can do is try to get on base and set the table. 0-1 pitch is up high for a ball. One ball, one strike. So now the 1-1 pitch from Williams is swung on, and this is bounced to the right side. VR gloves it, throws to first in time to get Martin, and two men are gone in the ninth. And the Red Ears are an out away from victory. Drew Avens is the batter. With two away in the ninth, Red Ears leading 6-3. Avens, left-hand batter, 1-for-3 with a single, and he's been hit by a pitch today, and this pitch almost hits him. He steps out of the way. That's ball one. So 1-0 the count. Williams trying to close this one out. And the pitch is grounded right side. VR caught between hops, fields it cleanly nonetheless, and he throws to first for the out, and that's the ball game. The Tacoma Rainiers are winners today, 6-3, the final score. And the Rainiers continue their strong play of late. They have won three of the first four games in this series here against the first place Oklahoma City Dodgers. 6-3 the final. We'll recap it and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard of the Tacoma Rainiers post-game show coming up next.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Red Ears win 6-3 over Oklahoma City. And it is fireworks night here at Bricktown Ballpark. So the fans are waiting for that to start as the Red Ears kind of spoiled their night up until this point anyway by taking an early lead and never giving it up. And Tacoma has won three of the first four games of this series. Scoring started in the second inning. The starting pitcher for Oklahoma City, Michael Grove, struck out all three batters in the first inning, and then he struck out the first batter of the second inning. So he'd gone four up, four strikeouts. And then Jonathan Villar ended that by launching a homer to right field, a 422-footer. His third is a right here, second of this series here at Oklahoma City. And Tacoma was up 1-0. Grove got two more strikeouts to end the second inning. And through two innings, he had struck out six but was trailing 1-0. Rainiers were getting zeros from their starting pitcher, Rowenis Elias. In the third, the Rainiers got a leadoff single from Derek Hill. Forrest Wall then struck out. That was seven strikeouts in 2 1/3 innings for Grove. It ended right there. The Rainiers got to him from that point forward. Mason McCoy tripled loudly to the gap in left center field, scored Derek Hill, who had stolen second base, and that made it 2-0 in the third inning. And then Luis Torrens followed with a sacrifice fly to right field that brought in Mason McCoy and made it 3-0 in the third. Then in the fourth inning, Jonathan Villar and Marcus Wilson had back-to-back singles to start the inning. And after a flyout, Zach Green drew a walk, so the bases were loaded with one away. Derek Hill hit a sac fly to right field, bringing in Villar to make it 4-0. And then Forrest Wall hit a two-out RBI single up the middle, scoring Marcus Wilson to make it 5-0, and that knocked out the starter, Michael Grove. The Red Ears had a healthy lead in the fourth. Elias ended up going five scoreless innings, allowing four hits and a big out to end the fifth inning when, with a runner at second, Drew Avin singled to right field. Marcus Wilson threw out Omar Estevez at home plate trying to score. That ended the inning. And also Elias' appearance today, five shutout innings, left the game with a 5-0 lead. Rainiers tacked on another run in the seventh inning, loading the bases with no one out on a single and two walks. Drew Ellis bounced out in the infield, but it brought in a run to make it 6-0. Oklahoma City didn't go quietly today. They put forth an effort in the late innings. They scored a run in the seventh against Phillips Valdez, who got himself in trouble by walking the leadoff man and then hitting the next one with a pitch. And then in the eighth inning against Fernando Abad, he didn't have his good command today, which is a rarity. He's a guy who's been pitching a long time and generally knows where his pitches are going, but he had a little trouble with it today, hitting the leadoff man and then allowing back-to-back singles to Noda and Burns, the latter one bringing in a run to make it 6-2. And then Edwin Rios hit a sac fly to left, scoring Noda to make it 6-3. Then with two outs in the inning, Jacob Maya singled, and suddenly Oklahoma City had runners at first and second in the tying run in the batter's box. And Tomas Talis at the plate. And Talis hit a fly ball to right center, and Forrest Wall, after a long run, made a nice sliding catch and kind of shallow right center, and gloving it for the final out of the inning. And the Rainiers maintained the lead. And they turned it over to Taylor Williams in the ninth, and Williams had an easy ninth inning, setting down the side in order. Three up, three down, all on ground balls in the infield. Rainiers win it 6-3. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. Six runs on 11 hits, no errors. They left 10 on base. Oklahoma City scored three runs on eight hits, made no errors, leave seven on base. Rowenis Elias gets the win with his five scoreless. Taylor Williams the save, his first. Michael Grove takes the loss. He's 1-4. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours and 49 minutes. The attendance, 7,165. With the win, the Red Ears are now 63-70 on the season, and Oklahoma City falls to 74-59. These two teams do it again tomorrow night at 5:05 Pacific. Austin Warner starts for the Red Ears against Ryan Pepio for Oklahoma City. Pregame show will start at 4:55. Red Ears win 6-3. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard right after this.
Hey, Tacoma fans. America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Right here's win 6-3. Fireworks going off here in Oklahoma City. Let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. First up, the Mariners in a tough series starting tonight at T-Mobile Park, hosting the Atlanta Braves. And the Braves battling for lead. In fact, if they win tonight, they'll be in first place in the NL East. They could pass the Mets, who lost today with a victory. So the Braves come into town with a 7-game win streak, too. They had a two-run homer in the first from Dansby Swanson off Robbie Ray, but the Mariners tied it up on a two-run blast off the bat of Carlos Santana. However, Atlanta just regained the lead at the top of the fourth on an RBI single by Robbie Grossman. It is Atlanta 3, Mariners 2 after 4 full innings in Seattle. So a lot of baseball to be played in that one. American League scoreboard now. The Orioles beat the Red Sox 3-2. Baltimore entered play today 4.5 games out of the final wild card spot. But they do pick up a win against the Red Sox, 3-2 the final in that one. Tampa Bay holds the top wild card spot. They lead the Yankees 4-2 in the bottom of the ninth inning at Yankee Stadium. The Rays currently a game ahead of the Mariners for that last for the first wild card spot. The last wild card spot is held by Toronto right now. They beat the Rangers 4-3, scoring in the top of the ninth inning to do so. So Toronto will remain 4.5 games ahead of Baltimore. They would actually pass the Mariners and take wild card spot number 2 if the Mariners lose tonight. So kind of a big one for the M's this evening. Other AL games in progress. Astros lead the Angels 4-2 in the ninth, although Mike Trout homered for the Angels. He has homered in 5 consecutive games. Tigers are ripping the Royals in Kansas City 9-1. Cleveland in first place in the Central, big series with the Twins, and they lead 7-0 over the Twins in the fifth inning at Target Field in Minneapolis, where they had a long rain delay prior to the start of the game today. And the A's have a 3-0 lead over the White Sox in the top of the sixth inning in Oakland. And the National League scoreboard, more finals over there. Cubs beat the Giants today 4-2. Drew Smyly went 7 scoreless innings and allowed just 1 hit. Yan Gomes and Nico Horner hit homers for the Cubbies. The Pirates beat the Cardinals again 8-2 today. O'Neill Cruz had 3 hits and drove in 3 runs. And the Marlins defeat the Mets 6-3, the final score in Miami, as Garrett Cooper singled, doubled, and homered, scored twice, drove in 2 for the Fish. Also a final score, Phillies 5, Nationals 3. Noah Syndergaard pitched into the seventh inning and picked up the win for the Phillies. And the Reds beat the Brewers 8-2. Cincinnati had 17 hits today, and Nick Lodolo got the victory. Diamondbacks and Rockies are in a crazy Coors Field deal where the Rockies had an 8-2 lead and has already blown it. And then the Diamondbacks were ahead 10-8, and now the Rockies have tied it up. The game is 10-10 at Coors Field at the bottom of the seventh inning. That's anyone's ball game. And finally, the Padres lead the Dodgers 3-1 early. They're in the second inning. Trent Grisham with a 3-run homer for San Diego off of Dustin May. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today. Here in Oklahoma City, the Red Ears win 6-3. We'll be back with more. A look at the PCL pennant races right after this.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's, we're here for you.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Red Deers win. They beat Oklahoma City 6-3. And the Red Deers have won 3 of the first 4 games of this series. And in all 3 of the victories, they've been kind of similar. The Red Deers scoring multiple runs early in the game, taking a healthy lead, and holding it for the remainder of the game. This one had a little drama because Oklahoma City did start to put things together offensively in the late innings, and they even got the tying run to the plate in the 8th. But the Red Deers hung on and won it, 6-3 the final score. Jonathan Villar's had a big series, multiple hits in each game that he's played in. He homered again today. Brian O'Keefe had 3 hits. Mason McCoy, 2 hits, including a big triple and a rally in the 3rd inning. And 2 hits today for Forrest Wall as well. He's starting to come alive at the plate once again. So the Red Deers bats did the job today, and Rowenis Elias pitched 5 scoreless innings and got the win. Red Deers beat Oklahoma City 6-3. Oklahoma City entered play today with a 1-game lead in the standings over both El Paso and Round Rock. Well, El Paso has won today. They beat Albuquerque 9-7 in 10 innings. They blew a 7-0 lead in the late innings. DJ Peterson hit a grand slam for Albuquerque to bring him back. But then El Paso got him in the 10th. So El Paso is now tied in first place with Oklahoma City. Round Rock could get there if they beat Sugarland tonight, but they are in the 12th inning. They were tied 5-5 after 9. Each team scored twice in the 10th. Neither team scored in the 11th. Sugarland has just plated a run in the top of the 12th. So they lead 8-7 and are still batting in the top of the 12th. If Round Rock wins, it'll be a 3-way tie for first in the East. If Round Rock loses, they will be 1 game behind both El Paso and Oklahoma City. In the Western Division, Reno is in first place, and they have a healthy lead, 8 games over Vegas coming into play today. Reno and Salt Lake are tied 4-4 going to the 10th inning right now in Salt Lake City. And as for Vegas, they're still early. They're at Sacramento, but they have a big lead. It is Las Vegas 8, Sacramento 2 in the 4th inning. That's your PCL update. We will continue here in Oklahoma City tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's game is at 5:05 p.m. Pacific time. Austin Warner starts for Tacoma, 4-2 with a 4.63 ERA. He's been a revelation since moving into the starting rotation, really pitching well. He's going to be opposed by a tough customer. Ryan Pepio for Oklahoma City has 8 wins and no losses with a 2.58 ERA. And he has been one of the 2 best starting pitchers in the league this year, along with Hunter Brown of Sugarland. Although Brown kind of has the edge for any postseason awards just because Pepio hasn't pitched as much as him. Pepio has pitched 80 innings this year and will be making his 15th start tomorrow. But Pepio is 8-0, so yeah, he's going to be tough to beat. We'll see if the Red Deers could get him tomorrow night. First pitch is at 5:05. Our pregame show will begin at 4:55. Well, that's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. Appreciate it. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Bricktown Ballpark in Oklahoma City. Once again, our final score today, Tacoma Red Deers 6, Oklahoma City Dodgers 3. Have a great night.